Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Plus, if you want to send in a voicemail message, as opposed to waiting on a line to talk to me directly, you can always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSirious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSirious to get yourself heard. Got a lot of stuff to get into today. Make no mistake about it. There's a lot to get into. The college football playoff picture is something that we have to get into. CP3 being unceremoniously let go by the Los Angeles Clippers is a story that's percolating. Make no mistake about it. Big Ben Roethlisberger opening his mouth and talking about Mike Tomlin and his tenure with the Pittsburgh Steelers and what may inevitably be the perfect landing spot for Mike Tomlin in the event that he decides, or the Steelers decide, or they mutually decide for him to part ways as the head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All of that and more are subjects that we plan on tackling today right here over the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. But I want to start off with the NFL because I got a text message a little while ago, within the last hour or so, about the Dallas Cowboys playing the Kansas City Chiefs last week. And I got to tell y'all, I was kind of shocked by what I saw. I expected a big audience. I expected what one would argue to be a record-breaking audience. I still didn't expect to see what I saw. The Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs game was the largest viewed game. I assume they're saying regular season, by the way, in NFL history. Historic viewership for Chiefs Cowboys, 57.230 million viewers. The most watched regular season game ever, shattering the previous record by 36%. That was Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs going up against Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. That's what you're looking at. That's what people are talking about. They're talking about this being the most viewed game in NFL history. And as a result, everybody has got their eyes on the Cowboys right now. And I'm here to tell you something right now. I can't say that I blame them. The Dallas Cowboys have the most prolific offense in football. I believe at this particular moment in time, they're the scariest team in football. And because they're the scariest team in football, we need to pay attention to what the hell is going on, because they're a rarity from this perspective. Their defense does not have to be elite. As prolific as their offense is, their defense does not have to be elite. Quinnen Williams doing his thing, having a profound impact on the team since he arrived before the trading deadline expired a few weeks ago. They're undefeated at 3-0 since the NFL trading deadline. And this brother has been spectacular for them. You acquired Logan Wilson from the Cincinnati Bengals. Overshown is back now, wreaking havoc as a Dallas Cowboy. And right now you're looking at them and you're asking yourself this one question, which is a very legitimate question. Can the Dallas Cowboys overtake the Philadelphia Eagles and win the NFC East? I don't believe they're going to do that, because the Eagles would have to lose two more games, and I believe Dallas would have to run the table. And because they'd have to run the table and not lose a single game, which I think is plausible, I can't imagine the Philadelphia Eagles losing two more games. And the reason I can't imagine that is because two of them are against the Commanders. One of them is against the Giants, if I remember correctly. I'm just looking at the schedule and I'm saying, look, I don't expect them to do anything. They play the Chargers Monday night. I'll be at that game. That's a pivotal game for both teams. They got the Raiders thereafter. They got the Washington Commanders twice, and I'm sorry, not the Giants, but the Buffalo Bills. Could the Eagles lose two of these games? Sure. Do I believe they will? No. And that's why I don't know if I don't think that the Dallas Cowboys would catch them. But I do believe the Dallas Cowboys could run the table with their remaining schedule. And I do believe, listen, you're playing the Lions Thursday night. That's a playoff game. The Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions winner will have a legitimate shot making the playoffs. The loser ain't making the playoffs. The season is on the line for both teams, as far as I'm concerned. Neither of them can afford to lose this game. Tomorrow night, Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football, Prime Video, 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday Night Football. Neither of them can afford to lose. Neither of them. So I'm just looking at it from that standpoint, and I'm saying, this is on the line. Who y'all got? Because right now, listen, at any given moment, the Detroit Lions offense could be every bit as explosive as the Dallas Cowboys, assuming Amon-Ra St. Brown is healthy enough to play, because I don't know if he's definitively been scratched after getting injured. If he's definitively been scratched for tomorrow night's game, you're looking at that. You're also looking at Jameson Williams, looking at LaPorta. You're looking at Jahmyr Gibbs. This brother's something special. With Montgomery in the backfield, with Goff at the quarterback spot, with a decent offensive line. If you're the Detroit Lions, you have an offense that can be every bit as prolific as the Dallas Cowboys with Dak throwing to CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, without question. It could go either way. To me, it's the regular season game of the year. That's how I'm looking at it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Let me transition to college football because it's something that's on a lot of people's minds. Couple of things I want to say. Number one, I still support Lane Kiffin depart from Ole Miss to take the LSU job. But I also think it's important to say that there's nobody that should be defending this dude's character. He's been called the pathological liar. I remember the late, great Al Davis, the owner of the Raiders, just win, baby, called him a con man. Goes to Tennessee, that doesn't work out. Goes to USC, gets fired on the tarmac. Was persona non grata, Nick Saban firing him a week before the national championship game, which they lost to Clemson 35-31. When Steve Sarkisian was inserted as the offensive coordinator with a week to prepare for the game because Lane Kiffin was let go because he was busy preparing and recruiting and doing all types of stuff because he had taken a Florida Atlantic job. I remember all of that. And I still said and stand by, ain't nothing wrong with him taking the LSU job. Everybody needs to calm the hell down. But then Lane Kiffin goes in his introductory press conference to LSU. And there's no other way to put it. He was lying his ass off. I don't do this for money. I don't even know how much money I make, really. So everybody in the world know you're getting $12 to $13 million a year, but you don't know that. Everybody knows there's $1 million bonus that comes with making the college football players, but you didn't know that. So the public knows the details of your contract situation, but you don't. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Don't believe me. Listen to Lane Kiffin himself. Listen to him tell you.
I said through the process, okay, I'm never going to make a decision on money. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know what my contract is here. That's not very financially responsible, okay? I'm sure it's really good, okay? I don't know what it is. Nor did I know at the other places what the numbers were. Because I said in the beginning, I told Jimmy Sexton, don't tell me the numbers, okay? I want to make a decision that has nothing to do with money.
There's not a person alive that believes the stuff that he just spewed out of his mouth there. That's number one. But the bigger thing is this. You go out there and you're speaking to the public at large and you're talking about how the AD caught at Ole Miss didn't want you coaching the team, but the players wanted you to coach. Well, you got several players that have spoken out over social media and they're saying, that's not what he said. That's not how that went down. We're looking forward to our defensive coordinator coaching us. We didn't say that. So now you got players. It's bad enough grown men and former bosses have called you a liar. Now you got players saying that about you. So The character of Lane Kiffin once again has taken a major, major hit, which is kind of disappointing when you consider who his daddy is, the universally respected defensive guru, the one and only Monty Griffin, who coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a Super Bowl title as a defensive coordinator and was considered one of the elite defensive minds the game of football has ever seen, with people still mimicking his defensive schemes from years ago. But Lane Kiffin doesn't have that greatest reputation. Having said all of that, that story now takes a backseat because the conference championship weekend is here. We got the Big 12 championship, BYU versus Texas Tech. Both are at 11-1 on the season. Okay? BYU is 11th in the college football playoff ranking. Texas Tech is at 4th. You got the SEC championship with Georgia at 3rd, Alabama at 9th. Georgia with an 11-1 record. Alabama 10-2, having already beat Georgia at Georgia during the regular season. What's going to happen to them if they lose to Georgia in a conference championship game? And should anything happen to them, considering the fact that they did beat Georgia during the regular season? That's a storyline. Not to mention, Georgia's in no matter what, but if Alabama loses, they could be out. And if they're out, who is it in favor of? Is it BYU? Is it Miami? Who's got losses? Two losses on the season, including the SMU? I mean, there's something to think about. You got the Big Ten championship. I don't know why they still call them the Big Ten when you got 18 teams in the damn conference, but that's what they do. Number one ranked Ohio State versus number two ranked Indiana. Both of them are in the Big Ten. Two best teams, arguably, in the country. And it's historic because it's the first time in Big Ten championship game history both participants will enter the game undefeated. So you got that going on. The ACC conference, that championship game, is an absolute mess because Miami is clearly the best team in the conference. They ain't even a part of the championship game, but a team that is a part of the championship game is Duke, who has 5 losses on the season, going up against Virginia, who's at 10-2. If Duke wins, the ACC, in all likelihood, is going to be without a participant in the college football playoffs because you're not going to let a 5-loss team into the college football playoffs. And a 2-loss team from that same conference, which is Miami, will probably suffer the consequences because you're not going to put the conference champion in, but you're going to put Miami in. That's just a mess in and of itself. So there's a lot to think about. There's a lot to scour through. Make no mistake about it. It's interesting to see what's going to happen right now. But I'm just looking at it and I'm saying, my Lord, college football is a mess. But then it reminds me, college football wants to be a mess. That's what they want to do because they love you talking about them and they love you complaining about them. That's how they like it. Let me get to another story that I wanted to get to. It's a story that happened overnight, wee hours of the morning. Chris Paul, the once stellar point guard in the NBA, who's most certainly going to the Hall of Fame one day, was sent home by the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, over the last few hours, reports have come down that Chris Paul was not even on speaking terms with head coach Ty Lue. In the interest of full disclosure, I know both. I have spoken to neither as of yet, but I will. But I think to send him home is so damn disrespectful that I'm still looking at the organization, which is the Clippers, which, by the way, deserves to be vilified. This is from Lawrence Frank, Clippers president of basketball operations. We are parting ways with Chris Paul, and he will no longer be with the team. We will work with him on the next step of his career. Chris is a legendary Clipper who has had a historic career. I want to make one thing very clear. No one is blaming Chris for our underperformance. I accept responsibility for the record we have right now. There are a lot of reasons why we've struggled. We're grateful for the impact Chris has made on the franchise. Oh, shut the hell up. I don't want to hear that from Lawrence Frank. He's always got a great quote to give, willing to accept responsibility on paper, but in real life, it's always somebody else that's paying the price. Now, it appears that he's not the culprit here. It would probably be he's running basketball operations. He's siding with his coach. We don't know what role Tyronn Lue has played in all of this. If Tyronn Lue has played the role in Chris Paul being sent home, I'm going to criticize him too. And I love Ty Lue. But let me be very, very clear. Chris Paul does not deserve that. You go a flight home. You go back to Los Angeles. You call him into the office. You work out a buyout. You let him part ways with his dignity and you call it a day. After 21 freaking years, you don't do that to him. This is Chris Paul. This is CP3. And Lawrence Frank is already on the record. Talk about, it's not. We're not blaming him. You lost five straight. You lost five straight. You see that tweet right there that Chris Paul just put out in the middle of the night. Just found out I'm being sent home. This is Chris Paul, the former president of the Players Association. 21st season. 12-time All-Star. 11-time All-NBA selection. Member of the 75th anniversary team. Former Rookie of the Year. 6-time steals leader. Twice as many players as any player in NBA history. 5-time assist leader, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, that Chris Paul. Sent home? Having announced this is the last season of his career, sent home? Like he's some petulant kid that was out in the street acting up and that's how you treat him? You can't treat him any better than that. And I'll talk to Ty Lue at some point about whatever role he may have played in it, and I'll go from there. But as it pertains to Lawrence Frank, let me start in there right now. Since you're the president of basketball operations, you're the boss. Chris Paul, by the way, just so y'all know, 12,552 career assists, ranked second all time to John Stockton. 2,728 career steals, ranked second all-time to John Stockton. 16.8 points. His 9.2 assists per game, ranked sixth all-time. His 2 steals per game, tied for 10th all-time based on a minimum of 750 games. A career 20.8 assist average in 149 postseason games over 15 seasons. In a one lone NBA finals he participated in and lost, he averaged 21.8 points on 55% shooting, 52% from three with 8.2 assists. That Chris Paul. And you're telling me you're going to send him home. And who's sending him home? Let's talk about that for a second here. Because, see, I got a problem with the Clippers. Now, me personally, I like Steve Ballmer. I do. I like him as a person. I like his enthusiasm. I think he's good for the game, but have we seen what the Clippers have done? First of all, you Lawrence Frank, you was brought there as an assistant coach under Doc Rivers. How is it that you go from an assistant coach to Doc Rivers, who, by the way, was running basketball operations and was the head coach of the Clippers, to all of a sudden being put over Doc Rivers as the head of basketball operations? And ultimately, Doc Rivers is gone. You talk about something, I don't know about, at the very least, we could say that smells, at the very least. 2019, you want Kawhi Leonard so bad, I understand that. Kawhi Leonard blackmails you because we know that he could go to the Lakers. And if you want him to come to you instead of the Lakers, guess what? Go get Paul George. So you go get Paul George. They gave up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Danilo Gallinari, 5 first-round picks, and 2 swaps for Paul George. That sound like good business to y'all? That sound like a great basketball decision? Kawhi Leonard, who was in Toronto, albeit a champion, who only played 60 games that year, Kawhi Leonard, whose nickname is Mr. Load Management. That sound like a good deal for y'all? Where's the player evaluation? Where's the player development department that saw, did somebody not see that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be that dude? If you're Kawhi Leonard, do you know how much success you would have had had you been playing with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Clippers had been able to keep those damn five picks? But that's not what happened. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George together. 5 straight years. Never reached an NBA Finals. Kawhi Leonard, multiple seasons derailed by injuries. 2021, ACL tear. 2023, meniscus issue. 2024, knee inflammation issue. That was all under Lawrence Frank's stewardship. How about the James Harden trade in October of 2023? The Clippers traded multiple players plus 4 picks slash swaps to the 76ers for James Harden, PJ Tucker, and some dude named Philippe Petrusev. Saved the Sixers a boatload of cap space. What about the Paul George fiasco? Telling you on the record he wanted to stay. But that talks began with a disrespectful first offer. So what does he do? He leaves for the Sixers in 2024. No problem there, but you got no compensation. That sounds like good business to you? Harden, 2024, 2 years, $70 million with a player option. Harden, 2025, 2 years, $81.5 million. And the Clippers ultimately opted out, committing big money to the 36-year-old guard. Let's go back to Kawhi Leonard, the Olympics. This dude perpetually injured, never available when it really, really counts. You let this brother go to Paris to try to participate on Team USA. He was practicing and then was removed from the roster because his knees were hurting then. Public statement made by Lawrence Frank himself. Kawhi was replaced with very disappointed. Kawhi wanted to play. We wanted him to play. I'd have kidnapped his ass and locked him in some room before I let him step out and play for Team Olympic. I'm paying you this money and you always hurt. You think I'm going to let you play in the summertime on Team USA? You got to be crazy. You going to give me that money back? Lawrence Frank's like, nah, we want him to play. Norman Powell. See that brother starring on the Miami Heat, averaging 25 a game, flat out balling. He was on the Clippers. They sent him to Miami in a multi-team deal that cleared the way for Bradley Beal and Chris Paul. Chris Paul in his 21st season, set to retire, and Bradley Beal, who the Phoenix Suns couldn't give away. That's what you cleared out Norman Powell to get. You can't make this up. It's the lowdown. But Lawrence Frank is issuing statements. We're not blaming Chris Paul, but you sent home in the middle of the night. Couldn't wait till you got back to L.A. with him and his family and just say, look, man, we want to part ways, want to keep this quiet. You had to try to embarrass him like that. It's disgraceful. Disgraceful. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. By the way, today at 3 Eastern, Jim Miller and Pat Curran are getting you ready for the Cowboys and the Lions on Thursday Night Football and the rest of Week 14 around the National Football League. Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald and Raiders head coach Pete Carroll will join them. Listen on NFL Radio Channel 88 and on the Sirius XM app. Your calls and more. The lines are open at 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.